This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The UN Atomic Agency says there's no evidence North Korea has stopped nuclear activity. A report by the International Atomic Energy Agency said the continuation and further development of Pyongyang's nuclear program is a cause for grave concern. Bruce Bennett is a senior defense analyst at the RAND Corporation.
They're concerned about evidence that North Korea is separating plutonium for use in nuclear weapons. They're also concerned about North Korea highly enriched uranium production. They're concerned that there's evidence that despite Kim's claim that he's prepared to denuclearize, that he hasn't even been freezing his force, let alone denuclearizing. He's actually been nuclearizing. He's probably built 5 to 8 nuclear weapons so far this year, and that's not good.
Monday, President Donald Trump told Reuters he believed the North had taken specific steps toward denuclearization and would most likely meet again with leader Kim Jong-un. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced sanctions on 2 Russian shipping companies and several vessels accused of transferring refined petroleum products to North Korean vessels in violation of U.N. sanctions. Deputy Treasury Secretary Sigal Mendelker testified before U.S. lawmakers.
We also designated entities and individuals that have been involved in sanctions evasion by an entity that we recently designated in connection with their work with Russia's intelligence sector.
Russia's deputy foreign minister called the sanctions groundless and promised a response. Russia and Central African Republic have signed a military cooperation agreement. It's expected to include an exchange of delegations, education at military institutes in Russia, and mutual visits. Moscow has already delivered light arms to the CAR government and deployed dozens of military and civilian advisors. This is VOA News. In Venezuela, drastic new economic policies are in effect, including a 96% devaluation of the currency, the bolivar, in an attempt to stem out-of-control inflation. Vendor Carlos España said people are confused by the changes. A pastry, he said, cost 20 sovereign bolivars, a pair of shoes, 1,800. The government of President Nicolas Maduro cut 5 zeros off the currency and pegged it to a state-backed cryptocurrency. Inflation in Venezuela topped 82,000% in July. The plan also includes a more than 3,000% increase in the minimum wage. Paul Manafort, who served briefly as campaign manager for President Trump's 2016 campaign, was found guilty Tuesday of 8 of 18 charges against him in his federal tax and bank fraud trial. At the same time, an attorney who had worked with Mr. Trump, Mark Cohen, pled guilty to 8 counts, including campaign finance violations and tax evasion. The president reacted as he left for a campaign appearance.
I feel badly for both. I must tell you that Paul Manafort's a good man. He was with Ronald Reagan. He was with a lot of different people over the years, and I feel very sad about that. It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happens. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Prosecutors have no indication Mr. Trump himself is implicated in any wrongdoing. A 95-year-old New York City man is back in Germany after being deported for having served as a guard at a labor camp in Nazi-occupied Poland. Jakub Polich was expelled at the direction of President Trump. David Welprin is a New York State Assemblyman.
And I praise the president for doing that. You know, I'm a Democrat. I've opposed President Trump on a number of issues. But on this issue, he did the right thing. And from what I understand, it probably would not have happened if it wasn't for President Trump himself getting involved. So, I praise him for that.
The White House said Pollard served as a guard at the Tronicki labor camp, where thousands were shot dead in November 1943, one of the single largest massacres of the Holocaust. The U.S., Britain, and France have threatened a strong response to any use of chemical weapons by Syria in its offensive to retake Idlib province, the joint statement issued on the 5th anniversary of a sarin gas attack in Ghouta. Iran Tuesday unveiled its first fighter plane, with President Hassan Rouhani insisting Tehran's military capability is aimed at deterring enemies and creating lasting peace. The U.S. said large-diameter welded pipe from Canada, China, Greece, India, South Korea, and Turkey is being dumped in the U.S. market as imposed duties ranging up to 500%. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.